to the Connect Kindness podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans. Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness podcast. In today's episode, we interview Kimber McGibbon, the founder of HER Foundation. The HER Foundation empowers those managing HG with information and support to minimize suffering, long-term health complications, and pregnancy loss. We want to thank our good friend, Corey Kelly, for bringing this organization to our attention so we could go ahead and feature on Connect Kindness.
Kimber opens up about how her experience with HG during her pregnancy spawned her desire to start the HER Foundation. She opens up about the percentage of women experiencing HG, as well as the long-term vision of her organization. We had a wonderful interview with Kimber, and we really enjoyed learning more about the HER Foundation. So without further ado, this is our interview with Kimber McGibbon with the HER Foundation.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness podcast. Can you share with our listeners, what is the HER Foundation and what needs do you guys serve?
We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we serve women who have the pregnancy condition hyperemesis gravidarum. That's just a fancy word for severe nausea and vomiting during pregnancy. Women like Duchess Kate Middleton, singer Kelly Clarkson, and comedian Amy Schumer have all had HG. Women with HG require medical care, like IV hydration and medications, and they often lose weight, struggle to care for themselves, and can't even eat or drink normally for many months. So that means they develop traumatic symptoms and residual health issues that persist for years. And many have kids that have behavioral and sensory and developmental issues. So the HER Foundation offers these women support and advocate to help them get care. We offer them treatment information and referrals to doctors who know how to treat this condition.
We actually have a good friend who experienced HP through pregnancy, and she recommended that we reach out to you guys, and because y'all are doing such amazing things. And I'd really like if you could open up and tell a little bit about the history of HER Foundation and how it came to be.
Sure. The HER Foundation began after my first pregnancy with HG. I'm a nurse, and when I had HG, I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was actually, I started out thinking I had a stomach ulcer and then was told I was pregnant, and I didn't really understand what HG was. And it was really a struggle to get the care I needed. I lost about 15% of my body weight, and I was normal weight to start. And so I got to the point of not being able to do much more than lay in a dark room all day, just laying in silence, and everything from noise to light made me sick. And I saw a midwife, and she didn't really want to prescribe me the medications or the nutritional therapies I needed. So I got so weak, I couldn't advocate myself, and I just suffered so much. And I would just vomit nonstop until I would nearly suffocate. So after 9 very long months, I got to the point where I couldn't lift more than about 5 pounds. I had delivery complications because I was so weak from starving half my pregnancy. And my child had issues like reflux and colic and some developmental issues. And I realized that all the malnutrition, the stress, the dehydration, it harmed my child, and it ended up causing PTSD in me. So after my pregnancy, it took a long time to recover, but I decided that I was called to change this for other women and their children, because if I could just help one woman not have to go through all that I went through, then to me, that would be considered a success. So I researched HG back to the 1700s and put together a website. And we had referrals and support and things like that on there to help women. And then in 2002, I helped a couple through their pregnancy, and they were having life-threatening HG. They weren't sure she and her baby were going to survive. And they did. And it was amazing. And we were so grateful that they did. And they were so appreciative. They wanted to give back and help the foundation get off the ground. So Anne-Marie and Jeremy King helped me transition the, what it was at that time was the Hyperemesis Education Research Organization to a foundation and a 501c3. And they've been instrumental in growing this foundation. So that's been amazing. And we also partnered with Dr. Fazo, who's a geneticist at USC. And we've published over 2 dozen studies on HG because very little research was done on HG. And so we have done all the groundbreaking research on the number of terminations due to HG because women can't get the care they need, the impact on HG on the family and the mom, the issues the children face, and the genes that we believe cause HG. So we've done a lot of work in the past 20 years.
That's incredible. And I know as normal people, you hear, oh, you're pregnant, you're throwing up. Oh, okay, that's normal. That's part of it. But there's actually severe consequences if it's not looked at or approached by the right doctors and having that information that you're providing. So great job there. What would you say is the percentage of women that experience HG during their pregnancies?
You know, it's a really challenging question because we don't know exactly, because the tracking and diagnosis of HG has never been consistent. And but we do know that about 17% of women take medication for nausea and vomiting during pregnancy. So that tells you they can't be just the 1% that's often quoted. The 1% typically quoted is women that are hospitalized with HG. So we think the number is between 5 and 10%, which is like 5 to 10 women per 100. And HG is a leading cause of hospitalization during pregnancy. It's in the top two. So we know it's a very significant number of women.
With women who are experiencing HG, what's the protocol for the treatment?
That's a really challenging question as well, because there's really no standardized protocol, because symptoms and response to medication varies so much between women. But we have developed a protocol we're hoping to use to standardize care, and it's based on 20 years of working with HG, and we do have it on our website. But the mainstay of medications are those that reduce vomiting, like meds that you would get if you had surgery or a stomach flu or chemotherapy. So medications like Phenergan, Zofran, and antihistamines are very common. But HG is really complex to manage, and since women don't always respond to medication, there's lots of ways you have to adjust them to make them effective. But since so many doctors are unfamiliar with these strategies, mothers don't get the care they need because doctors don't know how to treat them well. And so if they don't respond to the first or second medication, a doctor will feel like they don't have any other options. So unfortunately, that means a lot of women suffer tremendously, and a lot of women will end up needing to feeling they need to terminate or actually terminate because they can't bear the pain and the suffering that comes with HG. But there are a number of options with medication and IV fluids and nutritional therapy. And if they're given adequate care, then women will generally respond at least to the point of tolerating their symptoms. Some will actually get to a point of being able to return to work and care for their family to some degree. So we just focus on getting mom hydrated and getting food and keeping her moving around some. Those are just kind of the basic elements of life. But believe it or not, many women can't even do those basic things for months and months of their pregnancy.
Yeah, and everything you're saying is correct, because our friend Corey, who, you know, we learned about your foundation through her, she did have to step away from work. She did lose a lot of weight throughout her pregnancy, but, you know, she had high spirit. She was excited about the newborn. She was excited, you know, for the pregnancy. And I know that was a big influence on why her spirits were up the whole time, and she wanted to have this baby. And it's a beautiful child too, now that we've been able to see photos and things like that since then. So
awesome.
It was a great story. With the organization, you've already grown so much. What would you say is the long-term vision for it, or what's the next steps?
We're working on some strategic planning with our board. But you know, we want to envision a future where HG may occur, but severe symptoms are really rare. So moms have fewer complications, and the neurodevelopmental issues in their children are just non-existent. But to do that, we need like research dollars and screening tools and investigation of medications for treatment. So we're working on those things with our genetic studies, and we hope that will also help us understand what treatments are effective and why. We have developed a number of tools to standardize assessment and treatment of HG, and we're hoping that the medical societies will adopt those, because the tools that the medical societies use now are not based on very practical, well-researched recommendations. So we're also working to improve education of health professionals, because so many moms are still told that HG is a psychological disorder. That's been said for over a century, and women still get locked in psychiatric institutions for a very real medical condition. So that is something that we are working very hard to eradicate. And then we're also doing a documentary that we're going to film in several countries over the next year. or two, and then depending on funding, we'll hopefully spread to a little bit further. But we're hoping that this will give women a voice and give others a glimpse into the many ways that HG impacts families and nations. And part of this project includes training health professionals in other countries. And we're hoping that this will continue to improve the care of women that have HG.
If anybody out there works for Netflix
or Hulu,
we need to get this documentary on your platform.
Yes, we definitely do.
I'd love if you could share a success story that kind of sticks out in your mind with just some of the women that you've worked with.
That's a great question. We've worked with hundreds of thousands of families across the world, and we're actually now helping our second generation of moms, which is amazing, but does make me feel a little old. But one interesting story that kind of brings this all full circle is that the mom I met online when I was pregnant and on bed rest is a nurse, and she had HG 3 times. And so when I was pregnant, she offered me support during my pregnancy and even visited me postpartum. And she was really supportive because I had a lot of issues with my child and she faced similar issues with her child. So we really bonded over that. And when she became pregnant, after I was done having children, she knew that she needed help. This was her last pregnancy, and her previous pregnancies had been really torturous. She had been bedridden pretty much most of her pregnancy. She literally could not eat or drink anything. I mean, not even a sip of water for more than 5 months during her pregnancy. So we tried to get the plan together for her nutritional therapy and trying different medications. And she decided to try steroids, which a lot of women don't try. And for her, it worked amazingly. Instead of her spending half her pregnancy on expensive and risky IV nutrition, she actually ended up only needing it for 1 month. So she was able to eat at least somewhat for 8 of the 9 months of her pregnancy, which was amazing. So she was actually able to gain some weight and actually had a baby shower, which a lot of us really don't even get to have. And has a beautiful young girl who's a teenager now, who's really bright and healthy. And we realized that knowing how to manage HG meant she actually got to have another child, and she got to have fewer medical complications, lower medical costs, and less trauma. So those kinds of successes are what keep us going, because we see how the impact on the family is so amazing. And then this woman is just such an amazing person. She's gone on to go to grad school, and we actually are still friends to this day. So it's something that you never forget.
That was awesome.
That's so cool. I love that. It's a bondage. You guys are building a group of just supporting each other, and that's so healthy. That's awesome. For listeners that want to get involved with the HER Foundation, how do they get in touch with you or the organization? What's the next steps?
Well, we have many ways to find us. If you Google HG or HER Foundation, you'll find us. But our main URL is hyperemesis.org. I know most people can't spell that, so that's okay. You can also go to herfoundation.org. So we are the only organization in the U.S. helping women with HG, so we're their only voice here. And in most countries, there is no place for women to get support and help, so they come to us. It's unfortunate that the medical community doesn't really place a priority on HG, so improving care is really difficult, and there's little money for research. So we do fundraise for everything we do, including our research, and we're determined to continue this mission no matter what. But we're always looking for amazing talent and resources to help us further our mission. We're actually talking with people in Pakistan and China and Kenya about training and research and things like that. So we're really broadening our scope. So we need people all over the world who are willing and interested in this cause to help us, because we can't do it without the support of everyone everyone else. So we appreciate anybody who's willing to help us.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing with us more about the HER Foundation. We really appreciate it, and it was a pleasure.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.